Chapter 105. Ron sat with Nicole Johansson at his Hills office. "I got approval to run the course. Now I need you to write the curriculum," said Ron. Nicole gave him that beautiful smile that Ron was sure melted most men. "So you are actually going to run with it, with the choice of subject electives in the fall?" asked Nicole. "Yes," said Ron. "So we have to have it ready. And I have already budgeted the money for the films." The art of film had been Ron's brainchild. He dressed it up in all the appropriate language and tried to hit all the sweet spots of what Morris Hills required for an addition to its curriculum. His most strenuous objections had come from Sandy Hums. "Ron, this was a big issue when we were researching the block. Board of Education members objected that teachers would use the longer classes to just show movies. So I stripped just about all of the films from the English department library. You're going against something that I preached for 5 years. Ron had thrown her off balance with his first assertion. "We aren't going to show movies in class. My plan is to give each student a personal copy of the film the way that we give them a book. They will view it on their own time," explained Ron. "How can we possibly afford that?" asked Sandy. "It will only be a financial burden the first year, and after that it will be less expensive," said Ron. "The films will get used again and again. We can swap them between buildings and go in reverse order in the schools." "Have you seen the prices that they are charging schools for movies?" objected Sandy. "We aren't going to use educational suppliers. I can get everything I need, either through Amazon or at Costco." "Here's the justification," said Ron. "The State Department says we need to school students through reading, writing, listening, speaking, and viewing the language. We aren't doing anything with viewing skills, and a still frame for this course will make excellent practice for the picture prompt writing that they've instituted." "We can get pictures anywhere," said Sandy. "What we can't get is the vocabulary that helps kids to express their ideas about what they have seen." Sandy seemed unconvinced, so Ron decided to take a chance. "You've seen The Horse Whisperer, right?"
5 times,
said Sandy, a little defensively. "Suppose instead of just saying that it was good, kids could write about the use of music when they transported Pilgrim cross-country, the use of an establishing shot to show the differences in terrain, the uses of lighting when we first see Pilgrim after the accident." Sandy had agreed. It was a valuable approach. He then started tickling Nicole with the idea. She was viewed as one of the best teachers in the district. She had Marilyn Seeger's stamp of approval. She had the district's sympathy because of the untimely death of her husband. No one was going to want to reject Nicole if she had something she felt strongly about doing. When she started mentioning different titles and what she could do with them, Ron knew that he had her interest. Then he started creating graphic organizers that would help with collaborative learning. He knew that her juices were flowing. When she started coming back with graphic organizers of her own. "So," said Ron, "let's pick out our 15 titles. I saw that film about the bean field that you picked out for the magical thinking genre. It's really good. I never heard of it before. What do you think about using Moulin Rouge and contrasting it with Busby Berkeley clips?" said Nicole.
"I didn't like the movie, but I see where you're going," said Ron.
"We've got to figure out who's going to teach it at Summit," said Ron.
"Don't worry about that," grinned Nicole. Drew Weaver will jump at the chance to work closer to me. Can you control him? Asked Ron. I'll just agree to let him take me to the movies. It's a way for me to get him off my back. We used to date, but I stopped that. Ron was surprised. Drew Weaver was a full 10 inches shorter than she was. He could not picture them together. After a couple of hours, they had their list. Nicole would get $750 for creating the curriculum. I feel like I'm cheating for taking this money, said Nicole. You've done most of the work. Ron smiled. I'm on salary.